Commander Sid Cooper, welcome to the podcast. How the Kenya terror attack unfolded hour by hour inside the luxury shopping mall. Plus, a father describes hiding from the terrorists with his toddler daughter. And seasoned war photographer Tyler Higgs gets some of the first and most dramatic pictures of the carnage. It was just a fluke that he was nearby. We'll talk to him. Let's get started. The deadly standoff continues. It has now been 4 days since people shopping, eating, and spending time with their families in an upscale mall in Nairobi, Kenya, were interrupted by violence, nothing short of a nightmare. The situation right now still unresolved. Conflicting reports about who is actually in control of the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi and how many hostages remain alive inside. Kenyan officials have reportedly said all the hostages have been released, but according to the Red Cross, 65 people are still unaccounted for tonight. The Red Cross has also revised the death toll down to 62. Apparently, some victims were miscounted. The details of the story have been and remain extremely fluid. With each day and every hour, new details are surfacing, and tonight we do have a much clearer picture of how the attack unfolded over the weekend. Saturday afternoon, shots and explosions are heard inside the busy, upscale Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya.
Westgate Mall is reportedly being held under siege. Shoppers are held by gunmen, and unconfirmed reports indicate that several people have been shot.
Eyewitnesses say an unknown number of gunmen burst into the mall through multiple entrances, firing shots at the ceiling and tossing grenades. At first, panicked shoppers assume it's a robbery. But then, eyewitnesses say, the gunmen tell all Muslims in the building to leave, according to some reports, asking them the name of the Prophet Muhammad's mother to prove their faith before they exit, which would leave the non-Muslims as hostages and targets. The gunmen move from store to store, shooting people randomly. Hundreds of terrified shoppers try to flee or attempt to hide inside stores and stairwells. Many escape however they can. Kenyan authorities storm the mall in pursuit of the gunmen, who've sequestered themselves somewhere inside the huge complex with an unknown number of hostages. The standoff has begun. Hallways and corridors turn into battlegrounds, with desperate shoppers caught in the midst of it. 30-year-old Bendita Malakia from North Carolina tried to run after she heard shooting, but ended up hiding for 4 terrifying hours before she finally escaped.
We stood up and we started to turn, and then there was a second. Then we heard machine guns, and then we started to run, and there was a second explosion which knocked us on the ground.
As the Kenyan military takes control over more of the building, survivors begin trickling out.
Mom, everything's fine. Don't worry. You're fine.
By late Saturday afternoon, the terrorist group Al-Shabaab comes forward, claiming responsibility for the attack in a series of tweets, also indicating one or more of the gunmen may be American. Sunday, and the siege continues. By midday, the Kenyan government announces 59 are dead, more than 175 wounded. Among them, 26-year-old American Elaine Dang, who spoke by phone from the hospital.
I'm okay. I'm very grateful to be alive.
The gunmen are still inside the mall, still holding hostages. By Monday, day 3 of the standoff, the Kenyan government says their forces have taken control of most of the building.